Day E-Wee's Post, episode number 6. Today is the 28th of January 2023, and I'm your host, Sohan. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, fear? Not if you use common iguana the right way.
First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
This article discusses how fear is an important human emotion, its effects, and how to overcome unnecessary fears. Dash.
Fear is an emotion that is both complex and universal. It is a response to a perceived threat or danger, and can lead to fear as well as anxiety. Fear can have negative consequences if it becomes overwhelming, leading to longer-lasting feelings of anxiety. The best way to take action against unnecessary fears is by facing them head-on and seeing the result of the situation objectively. Fear is an emotion that alerts us to sense danger and threat. In the presence of threat, fear causes physiological changes which ultimately lead to behavioral changes such as fleeing from a perceived danger or mounting an aggressive response. Fear has been around since the time of our earliest ancestors and is essential for survival, even in infants. While fear may be a useful emotion, it can also cause harm if it leads to rash behavior or paralysis. Fear is an emotion that occurs when a person perceives a future threat or risk, and the anticipation of this expectation leads to a negative reaction and feeling. The physical reaction to fear is different depending on the person, but typically involves sweating, trembling, or an increase in heart rate. Human beings are able to experience fear in response to certain stimuli, such as seeing something scary or hearing a loud noise. While some people suffer from anxiety disorders, most people have experienced fear at some point in their lives, often in the form of strong childhood fears. When we feel fear, our brains process it and respond with a fight or flight response. People who suffer from one or more phobias experience this same response when exposed to certain circumstances. Watching scary movies can be a way for people to experience fear without actual danger. On the other hand, positive emotions like happiness and excitement are also processed by our brains in a similar manner as fear, but with different results. Fear is a powerful emotion that can cause people to worry and experience psychological symptoms. It is also the root cause of many phobias, which are irrational fears of specific things or situations. People with phobias experience a sense of impending death when they encounter the thing they are afraid of, even when there is no true danger present. This fear can cause people to avoid certain things that they know pose no real threat, but the situation poses enough danger in their mind to trigger this sense of dread and panic. Fear can also be experienced by people who are in dangerous situations due to their own making or someone else's. Fear is a thought and emotion that leads to a heightened state of arousal. Fear is an adaptive cognitive behavioral response to a threat or danger. It can be triggered by external evaluative situations or internal thought processes which predispose an individual to fear and anxiety. From a signal detection perspective, fear is the consequence of false positives, meaning that individuals are more likely to overestimate the likelihood of danger. It is a highly cognitive synthesis, causing particular patterns of reactions to threat-related stimuli. Fear is not just an emotion but a response that can be developed through conditioning. This means that lifetime conditioned fear can be acquired. It can also be caused by the actual or perceived danger, and it involves the review of urges and memories in order to construct a framework of experience. Recent research suggests that fear is an adaptive behavior that plays a key role in our life. It is an important mechanism for survival. The experience of fear certainly shapes our reports and memories, as well as our behaviors. Therefore, having fear is an important part of our adaptive toolkit. However, it should not dominate our lives. Minimizing fear responses is possible by understanding how fear arises and how to cope with it. Fear is an emotional response that is triggered when we perceive a potential danger, threat, or horror. It can cause us to freeze, flee, or fight the perceived threat. In some extreme cases, such as with phobias, more intensive treatments are necessary to overcome the fear response. The process of thinking part of our brain has to be activated in order for us to feel less afraid and more in control of our responses. Fear is an alarm signal that is triggered when the brain perceives a danger. Fear can be generated by an intense fear of an object or situation, and this triggers the brain's alert system and causes exposure to a feared object or situation. In some cases, limited panic
attacks may occur as well. Object phobic stimulus is the trigger in most proportion of cases. When a person is exposed to the feared object or situation, fear is a primitive emotion and its causes are attributed to the species' instinctive response of danger. It is a conscious experience, which can be felt when a person is unsure about their circumstances. Children experience fear more strongly than adults do, as it is the core response for their survival. Fear can also be caused by other people's behaviors, as well as stimuli and animals. Certain sets of stimuli evoke the same responses from humans, and this unifies human species in terms of fear reactions. Fear has been prevalent in humans since time immemorial, and it still remains in modern times with various causes and behaviors associated with it. People react differently depending on their individual experiences, but there are certain situations that trigger fear universally among people. Recognizing fear is the first step to overcoming unnecessary fears. It can be helpful to remember that fear is a natural response, and it can act as a cautionary reminder that something may be out of our control. While fear can prevent us from taking risks and stepping outside our comfort zone, it's important to remember that this feeling also serves as an indicator of growth, allowing us to find new solutions and strategies for tackling any situation people may face. Recent research has explored how fear is triggered and the effects it can have on our behavior. Primed fear chemosignals have been shown to activate fear response regions in the brain, as provided brain imaging evidence. It's also been shown that acoustic startle reflex levels are higher when people are exposed to fear-filled faces, providing conscious attention to the face triggers this activity. A German study showed that recipients of fearful expressions had more defensive behavior than those who received neutral expressions. This suggests that fearful expressions can modulate startle reflex and evoke human responses to the emotion being expressed.
This was Fear? Not If You Use Common Iguana the Right Way, by Domande e Risposte, and this was episode number 6. My name is Soham Castillo, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.